A key Australian Labor Party power broker and union leader says the Reserve Bank of Australia has made the wrong call on interest rates all year, and that its decisions could lead to the end of the steel industry. The head of the Australian Workers' Union, Paul Howes, is now calling on the federal government to urgently review the RBA's charter. He's also called a crisis meeting of steel workers in Melbourne today and says if interest rates don't fall, more jobs will go. The union boss says he'll talk to the Prime Minister about his concerns at a meeting of the Manufacturing Task Force this afternoon. Paul Howes spoke in Canberra to our reporter Samantha Hawley.
The steel sector in particular is bearing the brunt of the impact of the high Australian dollar, and we have grave fears for the future of steelmaking in this country under the current setting.
What's your worst fear?
But my worst fear is that we won't be making any steel here at all. And the reality is if you don't have a steel industry in this country, you can't have a manufacturing industry. One of the real issues that our country has to come to terms with is that a high Australian dollar is good for nobody.
What are you proposing is done? What can the federal government do to address this, to save the manufacturing industry, as you put it?
First thing we need to do is ensure that we have the right policy settings for our decision makers. I mean, I've been wondering now for the last couple of months, do we have the charter right for the RBA? The RBA has obviously got a charter to deal with inflation. We know the importance of that, but they have the most ability to impact on the Australian dollar. We believe very strongly that they need to cut rates to put downward pressure on the Australian dollar. And if that doesn't happen soon, we're going to continue to see substantial job losses flowing from not just manufacturing, but our whole dollar-exposed sections of the economy.
But an intervention by the government in what the Federal Bank, Reserve Bank does is hardly likely, is it?
But the government sets the charter of the Reserve Bank, and we're not talking about political interference with individual decisions, but we should, and I'm not proposing this, but I'm saying we should have a discussion about the parameters that we have set for the bank.
So you certainly think the Reserve Bank this year particularly has made the wrong call when it hasn't dropped interest rates?
The RBA has made the wrong call consistently and compounded those bad calls. And for some bizarre reason in this country, it seems like it's religious heresy to criticise the decisions of the RBA. I do not think that the governors of the RBA are infallible, and I think it's right for us as a nation to have discussions about when the RBA gets it wrong.
And this year,
they have consistently got it wrong.
Right. Well, you'd be hard-pressed, though, getting the government to say something like that, wouldn't you?
Well, you live in hope.
That's the head of the Australian Workers' Union, Paul Howes, speaking to Samantha Hawley.